That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. How's everybody doing this lovely week? We are going to have quite a week next week astrologically, if nothing else. I think it's going to be hot and moving. I'm here with Frank St. James, and we're here to serve you tonight. And we would love you to call in with your New Year's resolution questions or any questions that you have about what's going on in your life. And the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I want to bring Frank in right now. Are you there, Frank?
Yes, I am.
Because we are coming as of midnight tonight into the eclipse, last eclipse of the year in Sagittarius. And it's a solar eclipse, but it's on a new moon, so therefore it will be a very dark, dark night. And then we have the wonderful Star of David, which is going to be in the skies on the 21st of December. And that's the conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn and a few more little stars. It's going to make a very large, beautiful star. However, it can be seen in New Zealand, Australia, and South America. I don't know whether we'll see it or not. Well, what do you think about all that?
Well, as the world turns, there's so much going on that it's interesting that these constellations are showing up, and everything seems to be changing. Right now, it's a little slow, but like you said, next
week is
going to start moving.
Yeah, Monday. We have a caller for you, Frank. Her name is Mimi, and her birthday is March 26, 1961. That is the day that my son was born, Mimi. Are you there? Mimi?
Yes.
You were born on my son's birthday.
Oh my God, that's wonderful to hear. I love March birthdays.
Yeah, you're the Aaron. March.
Yeah, my name is Nina, and it's N-I-N-A.
Oh, Nina. Okay.
Yes.
And you're from Ohio.
Yes, I'm from Edina, Ohio.
What is your question for Frank tonight?
My question is, my mother is in the hospital, and her sister passed away yesterday morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And bless her heart. My mother doesn't know yet, and she's 84 years old, so I don't know if my aunt is around her in the hospital or
I was going to say, I think she does know. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, what's your aunt's first name, please?
Helen.
Helen?
And what is your mother's name and birthday? Let's get that.
Mary.
Birthday?
May 1st, 37 is my mother's.
Christmas Eve. Go ahead, Frank.
Yes. She is, well, she's trying to adjust right now, but she's very concerned with your mom. And she's like putting her hands around her, like her aura. Mm-hmm. And she keeps, she's realizing that her problem that got her there is not with her. So she's kind of in a middle of a transition. However, a strong feeling around your mother is, so she's putting her hands over and trying to put energy on her and let her know that it's that she's okay, but she's going to help her. So I don't know your mother's condition, but
my mother, she was living at home, and every day one of my other sisters and I were there every day. Someone was there, and she was doing well and, walking slow with the walker, and then she slipped and fell.
Oh, boy.
And that's what, got her going to the hospital 2 days ago, but then she tested positive for COVID.
Oh.
I know. This is just like a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, it's funny about sisters and husbands and wives. Sometimes they do choose to go together. Remember, it's all a play.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting anything down. I think that your aunt is going to try to help your mother stay on the planet. And I think she's hovering over her. I feel a beautiful purple light. I'm sure Frank does, too. There's a purple. Go ahead,
Frank. There's a nice light coming from her hands.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if she got through this.
Yeah, and that's how I'm feeling. I call my mom all day. Sometimes she answers that phone, sometimes she doesn't, and they won't allow us to see her.
Yeah.
She's not like breathing heavy or anything like that.
She doesn't have the symptoms, and they know what to do now.
Yeah,
and I don't feel she had any pre-existing conditions that were serious.
No.
No, she's going to get through it. It's going to be a little rough, but she'll get through it. Although I don't know, I think her fall is going to hurt her more than the virus. You know, I fell down the stairs, when was it, Frank? Mm-hmm. About 3 years ago? And I'm still not over it.
Okay, and it's tough to get over, you know, many falls. And she landed just like kind of like straight on her butt because she's like 4'11", my mom. And her, I know, bless her little heart. And I'm just so worrying about her. And when, you know, we walked in, she was sitting on by the kitchen floor. And it was just heartbreaking, you know, to see this. And it just, we were gone for an hour.
Yeah. Well, we just need some pads to soften the fall. And luckily, she's only 4'11".
She's strong for her age, for her height. My mother was 5'2", so she's pretty strong. She's got a very, very strong vibration, and she's a Taurus. So what happens on Christmas Eve after the Star of David on the 21st, Mars moves into Taurus, which will give her more strength and energy, and you're going to be very astounded on Christmas Eve, and you'll feel her stronger. Don't you feel that, Frank?
Yes, because I have a Mars in Taurus, and I think it's that longevity with the strength. It seems to pull it together more than having a Mars in Aries, like something happens, and it's such a shock, But coming in, your aunt is also wants you to know that she made it. She's laughing.
Oh, goodness. Oh,
and she said, and she wants to help you. She says, calm down. And she's going to help you get through this, too.
And she's saying that she can help both of you better than she ever could on the planet, which is interesting.
That's sweet. My aunt, you know, she was doing good, but she fell. And my aunt was only 74, but she fell twice. And then when she went into the hospital, she contracted that COVID. This is what killed her.
Your aunt died of COVID.
You know, so
I'm sorry for your loss, but I think your mother is going to make it.
Your mother's
going well, and then all of a sudden, boom! It happened all at once. And
my suggestion is, when your mother gets out, get her some padding.
You know, the thing that is also bothering me is her memory.
Yeah.
And ever since she, which I noticed because of the COVID, her memory changed.
But, you know, there's over-the-counter things that you can take to strengthen memory, and they're pretty good, I understand. So look into that.
Look into what
she can take as a vitamin to help with her memory.
Okay, and then I'm so happy to hear about my aunt, that she is, and my dad. I was wondering if he was around my mom.
Nina, one question, honey. But thank you for calling me. I love that you called.
What you said about your dad, his big hand showed up. Did he have six hands?
Yes.
Because his hand just came through. So it's almost like he's trying to grab you and shake hands with you.
I can see that. Yeah.
Dad's okay, and he's still got a good sense of humor, so don't worry.
Oh, my gosh. My dad had a huge sense of humor.
Frank,
oh, my gosh.
Frank,
give her
your phone number so that she can get with you after the show or tomorrow.
My number is 862-684-1904. And everybody seems to be wanting to come through, so I don't see the problem, you know, of you talking to the other side either.
It's all going to be good. Thank you, Nina, for calling.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. You too. God bless you. And
have a nice holiday. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're at the time where our stargazing message is for us. And like I said, this is going to be quite a week astrologically. It should bring in luck, love, and all your wishes. So let's hope so. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of December 14th through December 20th, 2020. This week before Christmas will be very lucky for you fire signs because you will be experiencing the second eclipse of the year in the lucky sign of Sagittarius. There was a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius at the full moon in June, and now on Monday, December 14th, there's a solar eclipse at the Sagittarius new moon. Now, a lunar eclipse means endings, goodbyes, and changes, and a solar eclipse is lucky because it brings new things in, and you could win the lottery or fulfill a dream. Something that you really want a lot could be happening to you over these next few months. Although the monthly new moon is traditionally a dark and quiet time that favors new beginnings, the intense power and force at this solar eclipse turns December's new moon into a four-way stop sign. If you're planning on starting anything new, scheduling an important event, or signing a life-changing document, please try to put it off until next week. A sacred Sabian symbol for the degree of this eclipse, which is 24 degrees Sagittarius, is a blue bird perched on the gate of a cottage. Find your own personal meaning for this eclipse. One suggestion is to find joy in the simple things of life rather than getting lost in the role of noise of the outer world. And we've been doing that a lot lately with what's been going on. Try to find some peaceful time, meditate, and just be instead of worrying about what's going to happen. This eclipse makes a harmonious trine to ambitious Mars in pioneering Aries. Think about your battle plan for the next year and also get your physical body moving through some sort of exercise. It's time maybe for a little workout or a nice, good, long walk. On the other hand, a Mercury-Mars trine on the day of the eclipse makes it a good time to do any kind of mental work or to take a short trip. The relationship planet Venus moves into adventurous Sagittarius on December 15th through January 8th. Things will get much looser with more activity and perhaps a little adventure. Given the COVID restrictions, you can shift that Sagittarian travel energy into its philosophical side and open your belief system to an expansive view of your world. On Wednesday, December 16th, Saturn re-enters Aquarius, and Jupiter follows suit on Saturday the 19th. These two planet movements signal one of the most important conjunctions of the past 20 years, the great Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that begins on Monday, December 21st. And of course, that's the winter solstice. The last time we had these two planets come together, as well as a couple of others, was in 12/12. You could actually see the Star of David in the sky just before Christmas. This conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn not only brings you luck and hard work, but it has a couple of other planets with it, and it will look like the Star of David. It will be very large and very visible. And as I said, it's been many, many years since this has happened. So let's just enjoy that energy of hope, harmony, and love that we get from it. Certainly, it's a time to open a new worldwide view, which is occurring on so many levels in the world. Practice adaptability and willingness to change to make this energy easier on you. Throw in some kindness and joy as well. Enjoy yourself preparing for the upcoming holiday. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Frank St. James.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And this is Let's Find Out. Again, I'm here with Frank St. James. And the call to call us for a question is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Well, Frank, we got a lot of world changes happening. New adjustments are coming, for good or for ill. And a lot of startling earth changes ahead. And we went through the election. We're not done yet. There's a lot of surprising truths that are going to come to the surface. And there's so much happening in the sky. We've got an eclipse tomorrow. We've got the Star of David on the solstice. And we've got Mars changing signs on Christmas Eve, which is going to be for the better because it's been in Aries about 8 months, which is very long. And look at all the craziness we've had, all of the aggressiveness, Frank.
And it's a lunar eclipse. It's emotional.
Yeah,
and
right.
Sagittarius is feeding the energy into his opposite, compatible opposite. And it's going to be very emotional, especially when people find out finally that they've been duped.
Yep.
They got to get their head out of the sand and start looking around because
it's not the same anymore. No, Frank, and everybody has trusted the news media for so long. We've had wonderful newscasters all the way back to Dan Rather was a wonderful, and Walter Cronkite, and all these wonderful people that dedicated their lives to finding the truth. And now they don't even want to look for the truth. You tell them something about Hunter Biden, and they won't even look. They don't care. They're ignoring it, or they try to cover it up.
There really isn't any medium left. So,
they don't understand that we're losing our country. That's what's got me upset. The Constitution is dear.
Yeah. The other strategy is using so-called comedians to make fun of the president. And that seems to erode people's confidence. And there's so much going on. But
well, it's been absolute blasphemy, and it's been total lies and deceits. And when you look at the good things that have happened, I'm looking at the peace treaties over in the Middle East because I'm telling you, it's been 2,000 years plus that we've needed these peace treaties and nobody could do it. Nobody could do it. And we just had another one come in from Morocco. And I think it's amazing that this is happening. Also, the economy has been getting better except for COVID. And then the people that are running, the people that are going to be managing this country, supposedly, want the restaurants shut down, want us locked up, want the schools to remain closed. And that's ridiculous because it has nothing to do with science. Science says
you have to be careful.
Go ahead.
I haven't seen these people that are putting in different offices. They really got to be they're not even competent of going into those places. So,
well, some of them are so connected to China that they're going to be committing treason. They are. Diane Feinstein's driver was with her for years, and he was a Chinese spy. So this is what's going on. I feel like the country is being raped. You talk about all of these problems that we've had with that, but everything is just being going, and the young people don't understand because the young people were not here during World War II, and they don't know about going hungry. They don't know about the Great Depression. They read about it, but they can't really relate to it. We have to be vigilant and careful, don't you think, Frank?
Well, I think it's about time when certain things are taken away from the normal family, the people, that they have to go and rely on everything through the government, that finally it might dawn on them that there's something going on here.
You know, over in China, my son works and lives in China. And over in China, you have to show identification before you can even go into your building of work. And they are very strict with those things. We're not used to that here. And we're going to find our freedoms taking away more and more, to the point of where if we say anything off key, we can get picked up. If they make wearing masks a law in your home and you don't wear one, do you realize you can be arrested if they make it a law? Right now,
already,
I don't know if they've done that, Frank.
I'm sorry, but they're already firing people that say something derogatory, what they feel is derogatory towards
about
their,
anything.
You know, and so they've been doing that all along. It's just,
But they're getting more demanding and aggressive now. So, Pluto is still in Capricorn, and it's going to be in Capricorn another year until it disrupts the rest of the businesses and government. And what it's doing is it's unearthing all of the things underneath it. Because when a California governor says, stay in and don't go out to restaurants, and then that night he goes out to a restaurant, that's do as I say and not as I do.
Well, look how bad California's doing now. It's finally catching up with them.
Yeah, it sure is. Sure is. And Austin, you know, I moved away from Austin. I was in Austin until May. And the South Austin people were experiencing the homeless sleeping on their lawns. And when they called the police to don't fund the police, they wouldn't do anything to get them off the lawn. So that's what they're dealing with now, and it's going to get worse. It's really going to come out into the suburbs. So I do hope that we can plan for some good changes ahead, and I think that what one individual can do about it is to meditate and to start visualizing, creating a new life, and warn people about the continuation of some of these things, and just stay out of it if you can. Watch it from a distance and stay out of it and do what you can to make people safe and feel the love. But the meditation is key, don't you think, Frank?
Always. It's always key. It's always focusing on what you want on the positive side. And I always, since I started looking back at my hypnosis, which I've been doing for like almost 40 years now.
Your
and I'm looking at certain things, and it helped me to calm down. So my theme right now is I'm always calm, relaxed, and composed. So as soon as I start getting a little
I like that.
Mad,
calm, relaxed, and composed. I like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of having a shirt put on.
But you know, you told me you've moved recently from your older place, and you're on the shore. And for you to be able to go out and sit by that ocean is priceless, because the ocean water is very healing.
You know, when I was a lifeguard in the 50s, 4 years, every day I look at the water and it changed. It wasn't never the same. So I don't know what that is. But it's being a water sign too. It just helped me.
It does help because it goes with the energy of the day, and every day we have a different energy because we have a different moon, and the planets have changed a little bit. And if you go with the flow and just stay in the moment, here I am. I'm creating a new life. I'm going to sing a song, and I'm going to continue moving forward. Actually, tomorrow on this new moon eclipse, you should write down what you want to bring into your life and think of what's coming ahead and start preparing for next year and what you're going to do to get there. And that would really be helpful. I want to tell you, this is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. And the number to call in to ask a question is 888-627-6008. We would love to talk to you about next year, 2021, and maybe you'd like to know something about what's going on in your life or have a little help with your resolutions. Do you have a resolution, Frank? What's your resolution this year?
Survive.
Well, I have one. I've resolved to get my movie started. I wrote a book called Unlimited Realities 3 years ago, and there has been some interest in making it into a movie. And the man that I was working with unfortunately passed away in Hurricane Harvey. And I decided that I'm going to get the mothballs off the screenplay and get it out there, because it is, it brings wonderful, wonderful loving and caring into the world. And by watching the movie, you can grow spiritually and you'll see how energy works. Also, I'm starting a new book, Frank.
Well, you never stop.
Well, I finished Backstage last April. And then, you know, I was moving and doing all of this reconstruction. But the other day, the title came in. The title always comes first. And it's called Mysterious Revelations. So I think it's going to be very interesting about what it's about. Probably more about how to go into ascension, how to move forward, and how to release the past and don't let it pull you down, and how to really think to produce and to manifest. Because sometimes we think so negatively, and whatever you think, you're going to get. And so this is going to be the year where you have to have critical thought, critical decisions, because each decision is going to affect you much more powerfully than it has over the past few years. You could say, I want it, and it could be at your door tomorrow. Right, Frank?
Right. Well, I'm going to finish my book.
Oh, and, good. You've talked about it for 10 years.
I finally got it put together in my head.
Yay.
And I write down little notes. It's kind of eclectic experiences through my life. But I think a lot of people, when I talk to them, they've had a lot of similar things happen, but they really couldn't talk to anybody about it. So
that's,
it might be very interesting.
So many people say that. So do you have a title?
Into the Fourth Dimension.
Fourth Dimension. Okay,
yeah.
That's good. That's where you get out of your being controlled by the government and controlled by the universe and your connection with the divine. That's the Fourth Dimension. I like that.
Einstein liked it too.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our break. And we will be back. We have a wonderful old-time Christmas song for you. And we'll be back after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, station one. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Now there's a tree in the Grand Hotel,
one in the park as well,
the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring
is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots
is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk
is the hope for Janice and Jen.
And the Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
Oh, my, my, my. Some of you may not know, but a lot of you do. That was Perry Como singing It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas with the Fontaine Sisters. Now, that goes back to the early 50s. Here I am sitting in my parents' home in New Hampshire, just remembering that song, feeling Christmas and feeling all the good things we used to do and the fun we used to have. And I do know that we are going into better times. Saturn leaves Capricorn on Wednesday, and we go from there. What do you feel, Frank? Aren't we going to be having much better times?
I do feel that because within certain parties, they're always fighting each other. And it goes around, comes around, whatever you want to say. But I feel on a mostly positive. I have to do that. All my life, I had to work on the positive side. And that's how I accomplish different things that I wanted to. And I believe that that's what you should focus on. That's what Christmas is. It brings in new ideas, new people.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of losses this year. We've had so many losses and businesses closing up. And these people are going to have to reinvent a way to get a living. And I think some of those reinventions are going to be pretty positive. I think they're going to be all new things that we haven't even thought about yet. By the way, Frank, you do have another call. Her name is Patricia Hayes, born August 2nd, and she's from Springtown, Pennsylvania. Are you there, Patricia?
22nd. Yes, August 22nd.
August 22nd. Yes, okay. Thank you for saying.
All right.
So now you're a Virgo instead of a Leo.
I'm on the cusp. I'm a very special one.
You are. My niece is on August 22nd. Everybody's calling with my relatives' birthdays tonight. Patricia, what's your question for Frank?
Well, I guess I just wanted to know, as far as life hacks go, you know, I'd like to think that I put one good foot after another and I'm on the right path. But as from a career perspective, my mother passed a little while ago, and usually she's the one that I would ask for direction on these things. So I guess I was just wondering if you
Are you working now, Patricia?
What's coming up. Yes, I am.
And you like your job?
I do. I like certain aspects of it.
So do me a favor while Frank figures out your numbers. Close your eyes and tell me what you see yourself doing for work.
You know, I see myself helping others.
Good.
That's what I see.
Are you a nurse?
I'm not a nurse. No.
Okay. I was just wondering how you're going to help others. Frank, what you got for her?
Well, you're in an interesting time, actually. You're in the seventh year of a nine-year cycle, according to numerology. Now, seven is a psychic number, but it's also, it's going to direct you, give you the information that you need for next year. And you're going into your eighth year, which is your best productive year. And it's a good, solid earth year. It's going to really help you. But the information that you're getting is going to be very inspiring for you. So I feel good on that end. I don't know why, but your mother is showing me a ring. Is that a wedding ring? Do you have her ring?
I don't have her ring. She got me an amber ring.
Oh, that I'm
not wearing.
Don't ever take it off.
Yeah.
Well, Patricia.
I guess
Patricia,
I got to wear it more often.
An amber ring is the fifth dimension. It's the new heart center. She gave you her heart.
Yeah.
It's a ring you should not take off. I'm serious.
Well, she showed me the ring, and she was very positive about it. The ring looks like it fills up 8x10 glossy for me, you know, visually. And she seems to be very tranquil. She's calm. She wants you to know that. She said, can you imagine this? I'm calm. and I want to send my love to you when I get, this is unbelievable to give you this information. I'm just so overwhelmed almost. But you're going to do real good. And I'm going to give you that boost that you need, hopefully. So keep going the way you're going. You're so sweet. I love you so much. So.
And what I'm hearing, Patricia, is that in February, between February and April, you're going to be meeting people that are going to spin you and twirl you around and put you on a track of work that will be very pleasing to you and will be helping others. Something's opening up for you, but it will be towards the opening of spring.
And remember, you come first. You come first, and then you can help other people. But I have a good vibe with you. So you're putting it together rather nicely. It's a little sad. I mean, Christmas is a little, you know, going through things. But I feel this boost coming in. So mom isn't sad. Mom's with you. And you're going to do really well coming up.
Now, Patricia, you
Thank
did
you
some clearing too. And you ended a relationship, did you not?
With friends, maybe, but I don't think I've ended anything.
I just said a relationship. You've ended a relationship that was kind of pulling you down. That's all I got.
Yes. Yep.
And it's
friend,
it's all going to change for you. It's going to be so much better for you.
I feel you're right about that.
And you'll be very comfortable.
Right about everything.
And the seven is extremely sensitive. It helps you to get through emotional problems too.
It's spiritual. It's your opening up to your higher self and to the inner workings of your soul. The seven number is your spiritual number, and it's also your vacation year. So, Frank, she's just finishing that up?
Yes.
Frank, she's just finishing up the 7 year?
Yes, and the influence of the eight is already coming through. So just keep going the way you're going, because you're getting from both sides inspiration. So keep going the way you're going.
I want to say, Patricia, that on my website, in my online magazine, I do numerology for every single number, 1 through 9, every month. And I do a monthly projection. So you're going to be going into an 8 year in January. So you would read the December 7. And then after the first, you can read the 8 number, the first month, January. And each month it helps you deeply because it gives you subtle suggestions that help you make decisions. And that's important.
The following year, you're going into your last year of the cycle, and that'll help you to get rid of things that aren't working and help you to fine-tune yourself. So you're in a good position, really, this time.
Yeah, a lot more than other people. Good luck to you, Patricia. Thank you so much for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you.
So, Frank,
yes.
We have to go through another shopping week for Christmas and plan the meal and what we're going to cook and get ready and do the house cleaning and put up the decorations. And don't forget to wrap your gifts. And you're going to be back with us on January 2nd for the New Year's predictions, right?
Yes, I will.
And you're going to have some predictions and I'll have some. I'm on Coast to Coast the night before, if you all listen to Coast to Coast. I'll be on with George at 11 p.m. Pacific, which is 2 a.m., Eastern, but they do record it, and you can get the recording the next day. And Frank, we've come to the end of our show, so we can move on. We've got a wonderful, wonderful song that opens for our meditation, because we're having the meditation tonight, and it's called Come to Me, My Lord, and it's by William Vitalis, and he wrote the song. And I'd like you to just listen to it with an open heart. I think it will touch you all deeply. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Next week, we have the famed Mark Dodich, and he's going to be taking us through the astrology from the winter solstice to the spring equinox. I'm excited. Thank you, and thank you, Frank, for being here. Again, could you give out your phone number one more time?
My number is 862-684-1904.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank, for being here. We'll see you New Year's. And this is Elizabeth Joyce. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the meditation. And good night.
This heart, your rising sun, touch my sight with grace. I'll see you in every face. All that I have, I give to you. Hesitation.
throw out every last doubt. Tell all that remains is knowing, knowing the love you're pouring out. Oh, come to me, my Lord, all that you made new. Come to me, my Lord, nothing outside of you. Every form enfolded in your care. Oh, your heart is my home forever. Your first light forever everywhere. All the world by your word comes together. Every form enfolded in your care. Come to me, my Lord.
This is a call for meditation of strength. It's time to take a positive role regarding the American elections. Contrary to popular belief, we do not need to send love and light to President Trump. We do need to support the collective human consciousness. The shock and disbelief in regard to the election outcome among all the people has been quite profound. I would like to ask each of you to send a calming influence to the human consciousness. We cannot afford despair or loss of hope to take root. My concern is not Trump or Biden, but the millions of people who, like us, want to see a better future. This meditation can take any form, but it needs to be directed at the human consciousness, at bringing up the vibration from the third dimension reality into the fifth dimension reality. Direct your light to the human consciousness of all people of the earth, and the theme of being calm and believing that good will triumph over evil. There's no attacking anyone, nor sending direct support to anyone. To this end, the world is in hope that you can take part of a meditation that will strengthen you and have you support what is happening. This is a meditation to strengthen human consciousness. We are counter-reacting negative forces who are trying to debase and disconnect the human form and its belief systems, founded on the principle that truth is right and lies are wrong. Let's take a few minutes to undertake what would be a meditation to support the universe with this valuable action. We'll be supporting humanity at this time with lots of love, lots of light, and lots of strength. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your human family all around you. Do not see bodies or faces or expressions, but instead feel each member of the earth plane as a ball of energy. Or you may try to decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you, for every person on this planet is a part of your extended family. Allow your inner wisdom to tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies and even bring in all the people who are close to you. Once you have this image in place, allow the energies of your primary close people to come forth, to be seen as the focus of this group. Your friends, your loved ones, are a part of this group of humanity that we are praying for, to uplift the consciousness to a higher level of love, kindness, patience, and understanding. See the spheres of light all around you, going out as far as you can go. This energy can take any shape, any color, but notice how it makes you feel. Watch the energy you have conjured up in your mind. See where it is and how it affects your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel sensations in your chest area? You could find that you have noticeable and strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Whatever it is that your body responds to, not only is this the place where you are most likely to crumble when confronted, but this is the place that holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head, the sixth chakra, that feels cramped or conflicted, then this is the energy that's blocking you to see. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's your heart that reacts to this energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded, it may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way. If the energy affects your stomach, you struggle with your ego, personality issues, clashes, and you do not enjoy the fight that you have going on within you. If it's your lower back or your genital area, your second chakra or your root chakra is blocked. But we do not necessarily mean anything sexual here, because sexual energy is your vital life force. It's an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, that drive is being challenged. See how you respond to any of these ways, and where there is peace or expansion in your body. As you respond to the energy that's happening around you today, there is no great mystery, for you know that there is a peace, a respect, and an ease with this dynamic. We are going through a transformation of human consciousness. We are ascending from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. It's complicated, it can be difficult, but the end result is worth this healing and frequency. Go deeper into this meditation now. See where you feel trapped or bound. Is it related to your self-expression? Or who you feel you have permission to be with when you are with them. Do you feel that people are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic block, stay with it. Focus on the block. Feel it within you. Hate, resentment, judgment. Put the light on those emotions and try to melt them. See the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block that you feel to burst and to dissolve and expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not impossible. If you have difficulty with it, acknowledge the frustration and then let it dissipate. But keep going. If it's too burning for you or for your body, give yourself some rest time and return back to this meditation when you can. You will find that the more you do this meditation, the more quickly any feelings of constriction, judgment, hate, or evil will diminish. This is your country. This is your space. You have a right to any and all of your beliefs. No one should ever stop you from having a love or a belief. Allow the frequency of the higher dimension to come in for you. Allow yourself to go into the unknown. See all blocks, hesitation, and fear leaving you. Put a light on it and pray for the consciousness to be raised, the collective consciousness we're praying for, and pray for calmness and always believe that good will triumph over evil. Direct this energy to the human consciousness that is beyond form. And know that this is God's plan, and all will work out as it should for the best for humanity and its growth. Take a deep breath. Surround yourself with white light. Surround yourself with the frequency and healing of a higher dimension so that you can stay protected against any and all forces that are trying to move you to a place of anger, hate, and confrontation. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to stay in the higher dimensions. I am a child of God. I am protected. I support the human consciousness. I send light and strength to human consciousness and to the expansion of the higher energies. Take a deep breath. This is the meditation for strength for the human consciousness. We are counteracting negative forces who are trying to disable and disconnect humanity from its belief systems. All is well in my world. Then thank yourself and your inner light for expanding and allowing you to empty yourself of any and all negative forces. All is well in my world. Thank you.
Thank you.